Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, since last September, the world entered a new era with the endorsement of the Sustainable Development Goals, an ambitious set of 17 objectives that all countries are committed to achieve by 2030. And it starts with eradicating extreme poverty and hunger, which are the goals number 1 and 2. As I used to say, this is not by sort. If we don't achieve these two first goals, we will not achieve any of the others. Goal number 17 of the new development agenda is, let me quote, strength the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development, end quote. This revitalized global partnership will, and I quote again, facilitate an intensive global engagement in support of implementation of all the goals and targets, bringing together governments, civil society, private sector, the United Nations system, and other actors, and mobilizing all available resources, and I end quote. Here in FAO, we have always seen the private sector as a key ally in the fight against hunger and malnutrition. FAO looks for innovative solutions from the private sector, and Google is all about innovation. Literacy revolutionized the world, bringing with it widespread access to knowledge and culture. The internet then transformed the way we work together and leverage knowledge collectively. So the partnership between FAO and Google that started at COP21, as you saw, has the potential to usher in an unprecedented level of environmental literacy that will change the way we manage the world's resources. It brings together FAO's unique role in combating hunger and tackling environment issues, and Google's mission to organize information and make them available and useful. Let me give you one example of this. As the implementation phase of the SDGs has already started this January, it became clear that databases are key. Countries will need support and technical expertise to strengthen their national database. Not only developing countries, also developed countries. Together with Google, FAO has developed a tool called Open Forest Collect Earth. This open source tool facilitates the collection and sharing of geospatial data to plan forest management and track deforestation and desertification. This means that we can support better our member countries in collecting, analyzing, and disseminating data and information on forest resources and their evolution. The Collect Earth software and its interface is based on Google Earth that many of us use it for fun. It is the most widely used geospatial application in the world, with over 1 billion users. Earth Engine is technically more sophisticated. Of course, it's FAO. And offer images that are with much more detail, allowing us to zoom, for example, on single trees. They also enable downloading and a further analysis of this image at a speed we could not imagine it would be possible. Combining FAO tools for remote sensing data with the Google technology has allowed us to complete tasks that used to require months in a fraction of time, with a level of coverage never reached before. All this at a very low cost. Now, we will be able to access more accurate data than ever before on the world's forestry, agriculture, and other types of land use. Decision makers will have precise and timely information at hand to make informed choice about the future of the planet. In fact, anyone can access and use this information, from forest rangers and herders to remote sensing experts, government officials, or interested lay people. Ladies and gentlemen, delivering on the SDGs is a common challenge for all of us. Working in partnership is key to eradicate hunger and malnutrition. This is not only a governance responsibility, but also a challenge for the civil society and the private sector. However, nothing will be achieved alone. We need the partnership of committed companies and dedicated people, like our FAO staff. Google is willing to support global efforts to protect the world's natural resources and to combat climate change. This is also the core of FAO's mission. The partnership with Google is a strategic alliance for FAO. It will support our deliveries as well as the global commitments to eradicate hunger and poverty by 2030, but also all the SDGs. We need to do even better. FAO and Google can collaborate even more strongly to achieve common objectives. We, Link, started the partnership with our Forest Department, and I thank the leadership of René Castro on this. But now we need to extend it to the other parts of FAO work, here in headquarters and in the field. The aim is to increase the availability of free, timely, and detailed remote sensing and other data. We need to create better tools to make it even easier for non-expert users to analyze and use our information. We also need to apply this technology more systematically to all types of land use and other crucial issues in agriculture and natural resource management. Forests are a central part of this, as well are the savannas, the cerrados, mangroves, the coastal areas, and many other landscapes. So we need an integrated and cross-sector approach to fully understand the resource challenge on our planet. This is the aim of this partnership between FAO and Google. Incorporating local knowledge into the analysis process is a must, especially if we are to scale up and improve these mapping and monitoring efforts. I invite all of you to get involved. Collect Earth is free, it's an open source, and user-friendly, and can be downloaded from the FAO website. It's already available. I'm convinced that thanks to this kind of innovative work, such as the one we are starting today, we can use our collective intelligence to resolve the immense challenge that are facing our planet. My dear friends and colleagues, since I began my tenure at FAO in 2012, I have always stressed that we need like-minded organizations on board to support food security, climate change adaptation, and mitigation. This is particularly true regarding the private sector, where innovation is an issue of survival in its day-to-day competition for new markets. Today, I'm very pleased that Google is on board, and we very much look forward to having a closer collaboration with other partners also. Eradicating extreme poverty and hunger and combating climate change is a difficult and complex task. But with the invaluable contribution of partners like Google, we can definitely meet this challenge. I thank you for your attention.